Voters here in Los Angeles went to the polls yesterday to elect a new mayor. And the same two candidates who faced each other 4 years ago appear headed for a rematch. City Councilmember Antonio Villaraigosa led a pack of candidates in this nonpartisan race. He'll likely face LA's incumbent mayor, Jim Hahn, in a runoff election in May. But Jim Hahn is just barely hanging on to his second place finish with some absentee ballots yet to be counted. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
A Los Angeles mayor has not been forced into a runoff in more than 30 years, but Jim Hahn was a vulnerable candidate. A grand jury is investigating his administration's fundraising and city contracting practices, though no one on his staff's been indicted, and he's frequently criticized for being just plain dull. But in 24 years in politics, Hahn has never lost a citywide election. And at his election night party at a hip nightclub, he seemed confident and energetic as he faced a sea of ardent supporters.
Thank you for everything that you've done for our great city of the city of Los Angeles. I love L.A. You love L.A. We love L.A.
The results came in slowly. In this sprawling city, ballots are usually whisked to the counting site by helicopters. But there was too much fog last night, so the ballots traveled by car. It wasn't clear until the early morning hours that Hahn was just scraping by third-place candidate Bob Hertzberg, a former state lawmaker. Hertzberg's pledge to fix the city's infamous traffic and hire more cops appealed to many of the moderate voters that Hahn pursued. And Hahn may yet lose his place in the runoff to Hertzberg, depending on how the count of the final absentee ballots goes. Meanwhile, even in the early returns, City Councilmember Antonio Villaraigosa was at the head of the pack, and he stayed there, increasing his lead as the night went on. At his election night party at a theater in Hollywood, Villaraigosa was true to his reputation as the candidate with passion and frayed vocal cords.
I believe that the next mayor of the city of Los Angeles should be someone that rekindles that spirit, rekindles that hope. Someone who says that a great city is a city where we're growing and prospering together.
If elected, Villaraigosa would be the first Latino mayor of Los Angeles in more than a century. 4 years ago, he came in first in the primary, but lost to Hahn in the runoff by 7 points. Many attributed Villaraigosa's loss in that election to his failure to respond to Hahn's last-minute attacks. That won't happen this time, says political analyst Sherry Bebich Jeffy.
I think that Villaraigosa is a more seasoned candidate, a more cautious candidate, and someone who has been through the ringer before and has learned from it.
As for Hahn, much of the coalition that put him in office 4 years ago has fractured. Some moderate and conservative voters in the San Fernando Valley abandoned him because he opposed letting the valley secede from the city. Some African-American voters deserted him because he got rid of L.A.'s African-American chief of police, Bernard Parks. Parks then joined the race for mayor, but came in a distant fourth last night. Sherry Bebich Jeffy says if Hahn hangs on to his position in the runoff, it'll be because he used the powers of incumbency.
Money, organization, name recognition, and the age-old political axiom, better the devil we know than the devil we don't know.
But Los Angeles voters may not be looking for something familiar in the runoff. A recent LA Times poll found that nearly two-thirds of LA voters think the city needs to go in a new direction. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.